Let's take a hypothetical, Catherine said, discarding the sand grain. What if I told you that a thought, any tiny idea that forms in your mind, actually has mass? What if I told you that a thought is an actual thing, a measurable entity with a measurable mass? A minuscule mass, of course, but mass nonetheless. What are the implications? Hypothetically speaking? Well, the obvious implications are, if a thought has mass, then a thought exerts gravity and can pull things toward it. Catherine smiled. You're good. Now take it a step further. What happens if many people start focusing on the same thought? All the occurrences of that same thought begin to merge into one, and the cumulative mass of this thought begins to grow, and therefore its gravity grows. Okay? Meaning, if enough people begin thinking the same thing, then the gravitational force of that thought becomes tangible, and it exerts actual force. Catherine winked. And it can have a measurable effect in our physical world. Chapter 19. Director Inoue Sato stood with her arms folded, her eyes locked skeptically on Langdon as she processed what he had just told her.
He said he wants you to unlock an ancient portal. What am I supposed to do with that, Professor?
Langdon shrugged weakly. He was feeling ill again and tried not to look down at his friend's severed hand. That's exactly what he told me. An ancient portal, hidden somewhere in this building. I told him I knew of no portal.
Then why does he think you can find it?
Obviously he's insane. He said Peter would point the way. Langdon looked down at Peter's upstretched finger, again feeling repulsed by his captor's sadistic play on words. Peter will point the way. Langdon had already permitted his eyes to follow the pointing finger up to the dome overhead. A portal? Up there? Insane. This man who called me, Langdon told Sato, was the only one who knew I was coming to the capital tonight. So whoever informed you I was here tonight, that's your man. I recommend—
Where I got my information is not your concern, Sato interrupted,
voice sharpening.
My top priority at the moment is to cooperate with this man, and I have information suggesting you are the only one who can give him what he wants.
And my top priority is to find my friend, Langdon replied, frustrated. Sato inhaled deeply, her patience clearly being tested.
If we want to find Mr. Solomon, we have one course of action, Professor, to start cooperating with the one person who seems to know where he is.
Sato checked her watch.
Our time is limited. I can assure you it is imperative we comply with this man's demands quickly.
How? Langdon asked, incredulous. By locating and unlocking an ancient portal? There is no portal, Director Sato. This guy's a lunatic. Sato stepped close, less than a foot from Langdon.
If I may point this out, your lunatic deftly manipulated two fairly smart individuals already this morning.
She stared directly at Langdon, and then glanced at Anderson.
In my business, one learns there is a fine line between insanity and genius. We would be wise to give this man a little respect.
He cut off a man's hand.
My point exactly. That is hardly the act of an uncommitted or uncertain individual. More important, Professor, this man obviously believes you can help him. He brought you all the way to Washington, and he must have done it for a reason.
He said the only reason he thinks I can unlock this portal is that Peter told him I can unlock it, Langdon countered.
And why would Peter Solomon say that if it weren't true?
I'm sure Peter said no such thing, and if he did, then he did so under duress. He was confused or frightened.
Yes, it's called interrogational torture, and it's quite effective. All the more reason Mr. Solomon would tell the truth.
Sato spoke as if she'd had personal experience with this technique.
Did he explain why Peter thinks you alone can unlock the portal?
Langdon shook his head.
Professor, if your reputations are correct, then you and Peter Solomon both share an interest in this sort of thing. Secrets, historical esoterica, mysticism, and so on. In all of your discussions with Peter, he never once mentioned to you anything about a secret portal in Washington, D.C.
Langdon could scarcely believe he was being asked this question by a high-ranking officer of the CIA. I'm certain of it. Peter and I talk about some pretty arcane things, but believe me, I'd tell him to get his head examined if he ever told me there was an ancient portal hidden anywhere at all. particularly one that leads to the ancient mysteries. She glanced up.
I'm sorry. The man told you specifically what this portal leads to?
Yes, but he didn't have to. Langdon motioned to the hand. The Hand of the Mysteries is a formal invitation to pass through a mystical gateway and acquire ancient secret knowledge, powerful wisdom known as the Ancient Mysteries, or the Lost Wisdom of all the ages.
So, you've heard of the secret he believes is hidden here?
A lot of historians have heard of it.
Then how can you say the portal does not exist?
With respect, ma'am, we've all heard of the Fountain of Youth and Shangri-La, but that does not mean they exist. The loud squawk of Anderson's radio interrupted them. Chief, the voice on the radio said. Anderson snatched his radio from his belt.
Anderson here.
Sir, we've completed a search of the grounds. There's no one here that fits the description. Any further orders, sir? Anderson shot a quick glance at Sato, clearly expecting a reprimand, but Director Sato seemed uninterested. Anderson moved away from Langdon and Sato, speaking quietly into his radio. Sato's unwavering focus remained on Langdon.
You're saying the secret he believes is hidden in Washington is a fantasy?
Langdon nodded. A very old myth. The secret of the ancient mysteries is pre-Christian, actually. Thousands of years old.
And yet it's still around.
As are many equally improbable beliefs. Langdon often reminded his students that most modern religions included stories that did not hold up to scientific scrutiny. Everything from Moses parting the Red Sea to Joseph Smith using magic eyeglasses to translate the Book of Mormon from a series of gold plates he found buried in upstate New York. Wide acceptance of an idea is not proof of its validity.
I see. So what exactly are these ancient mysteries?
Langdon exhaled. Have you got a few weeks? In short, the ancient mysteries refer to a body of secret knowledge that was amassed long ago. One intriguing aspect of this knowledge is that it, allegedly, enables its practitioners to access powerful abilities that lie dormant in the human mind. The enlightened adepts who possessed this knowledge vowed to keep it veiled from the masses because it was considered far too potent and dangerous for the uninitiated.
Dangerous in what way?
The information was kept hidden for the same reason we keep matches from children. In the correct hands, fire can provide illumination. But in the wrong hands, fire can be highly destructive. Sato took off her glasses and studied him.
Tell me, Professor, do you believe such powerful information could truly exist?
Langdon was not sure how to respond. The ancient mysteries had always been the greatest paradox of his academic career. Virtually every mystical tradition on Earth revolved around the idea that there existed arcane knowledge capable of imbuing humans with mystical,